Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, dears. I've got this warning to read to you before we begin. I'll need my glasses, so hang on. There. Right. This episode, although completely fictional, contains naughty words and scenarios that will not be suitable for all listeners, even on Halloween. Oh, this sounds interesting. Hold on, there's more. Edna may seem like a sweet old lady, but she's a Zed. A dirty, filthy, grimy pile of undead scum that is going to be sent back to hell. And what's this? Despite all the stereotypes about little old ladies, when she was alive she couldn't bake for shit. Why, you horrible little cunt. Dears, Edna here. I'm here to tell you a story. I was born on Halloween night of 1937, strangely enough. So I guess you could say it was my destiny to become a zombie. You might be wondering what it's like to be a zombie. It's not as nice as being a human. It's not as bad as being dead. It's somewhere in the middle, really. I do get these urges whenever I sense flesh. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like tingling. No, not that type of tingle. But it just takes over for a while. And then it's gone. And I'm staring at the clouds again. I've fed on people. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not expecting you dears to understand it. But don't judge me until you've walked a mile in my shoes. That might take a while, mind you. Where was I? Oh, Halloween, yes. Well, of course, we didn't have much of a Halloween back when I was little. Real life was scary enough, what with a war. I remember standing in line at school with a sign around my neck, being rushed onto a train and sent away from my family. That's how I ended up in Farringdon. We still weren't safe though, far from it. I still remember seeing the Home Guard looking out over the Folly Tower, just in case the Germans did turn up. My mum and dad would visit from time to time, but then the visit stopped. And by the time we were told we could return home, there wasn't a home to go back to, so I stayed here. I met my husband here as well. Fred used to work on the railway before it all got shut down. He worked in the garage after that, but trains were always his passion. And films, he loved films. He's gone now. Died about 15 years ago, buried in the cemetery.
Who's buried?
Oh my God, Fred. You're getting me fright. What are you doing here?
Well, this is my house.
No, I mean you died.
Well, by the looks of it, so did you, Edna.
Yeah, but a zombie got me, didn't he?
What's that?
Well, I was sitting here watching Steph's packed lunch.
Who?
And I was checking my bingo game on Facebook, see?
On what?
When I heard a commotion outside, and there was this young man messing with my bins. Well, I called out to him, didn't I? I told him, get out of it. But he started coming after me and bit my ear off, see?
Looks nasty, that, Edna. You should get that seen to before it gets infected.
I am infected. And so are you daft old cunt. We are both dead. Well, undead, technically. What do you remember?
Oh, let's see. First thing I remember, it was dark and I heard these mumbles and I stretched and pushed and I could see a crack of light. I looked at my arms and my skin was all wrinkly. I had no hair. I thought I was being born. But then I saw my gravestone and I figured I was a ghost.
No, you're a zombie. That's better than being a ghost.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, you get to eat. And the film's better. You're going to love eating, Fred.
Well, I am a bit peckish. What do we eat?
Humans. What it used to be. If you eat human, they'll become one of us, eh? And the more of us there are, the easier it is to get more humans.
But the more zombies there are, the less food there is. Can't we just nibble bits off them and keep them alive?
Nah, they die anyway. Look at me, I thought. Oh, well, it's only an ear. I could live without an ear. But as it turned out, I couldn't. C'est la vie, I suppose. Well, c'est la mort. But I have to warn you, Fred. There's these two human kids that keep on trying to kill our zombies. One of them's called Katie. I remember her being very kind to me when I was a human. I mean, I still want to eat her, but I won't make her suffer. As for her fella, though, what an arsehole. I'm going to tear him limb from limb. Can't remember his name, though. Alan. Darren. Daryl. Feral. Oh, I don't know. I'll find out when he becomes one of us. Up there, in the window, that's Katie.
Oh, she's nice. I like to eat her liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Silence of the Lambs, 1991.
Oh, I have missed you, Fred. Well, I can change my mind.
How do we get up there, then?
We don't. I can't see a way to get in. And she barely ever comes out. He does, though. He's always looking in people's houses, knocking our zombies over and spiking our heads with a shitty toothbrush. I saw him the other day. He got Alf. Do you remember Alf?
Oh, yeah. I remember Alf. How is he?
Well, he's dead, Fred.
Undead dead?
No, proper dead. That's what he does, that Adam. If he gets you with that spiky toothbrush of his, you won't get back up. He's like a pound-chopped grim reaper for us zombies, and he's disrespectful.
How's that, then?
He calls us Zeds. I still have a name, Fred. That hasn't left me, but no. Everyone is a Zed to him.
I'm not afraid of that whippersnapper. I'll go get him for you, Edna. Here they come right now. Oh, and that girl's outside too. Let's see if I can end them off.
You should only be buying essential items, you know.
I did apologise for that. And you don't even sound a bit like me.
Well, wine is essential. It's essential more than ever now.
That should go on a T-shirt. Zed, 11 o'clock. Old guy, smart suit. Wait, is that a pocket watch dangling I see?
You ain't taking my pocket watch, you thieves.
Like I'd know. I'm more of a Casio man.
And you're not going to check? He's kind of ambling towards us.
Don't fancy it. It's hanging from his trouser pocket, and I don't really want to get in a tangle for it with the poor guy. Might end up taking his trousers down, and the last thing I want to see is old man zombie cock.
What's wrong with my cock? Oi, come back here. Don't you walk away from me. I've got a Prince Albert. He was around here somewhere. Have you seen it, Edna?
What?
My Prince Albert. My piercing.
Oh, you didn't get buried with that, Fred. They gave it to me.
Well, where is it now?
I sold it. Times got tough when you went, Fred. There was a funeral. Then the heating bills went up. Council tax bills went up. economy went into crisis, then this thing called austerity, politician wankers, is still in the pawn shop in the town square.
What? No one's bought it in 15 years?
Would you buy a second-hand cock ring that belonged to an old man? She's coming out now. I can see her. Wait, who's that fella?
I don't care which one it is. Both are the same to me.
Oh, I can feel the tingle. Can you feel it, Fred? Fred. Oh, well, there he goes. Oh, there it is again. Sorry, Katie, but you're too delicious.
I don't know where she is, Edna. I lost sight of her. Edna?
I can't smell her either. I'm on the floor, Fred.
Why are you on the floor, Edna?
It happens. A wall. The strongest of wind. A dog running into you. A bird flying too close. You don't have much control over it.
I got this funny feeling I should help get you up, but I also got this other feeling to not give a flying fuck.
Yeah, that happens too. As zombies don't really do team building.
Oh well. I tell you what though, I'm going to hide in that bush over there, I think. Surprise the girl. What do you think?
I'm thinking I might be able to get up on my knees in a few hours if I concentrate really hard.
Yeah. You do that. Right. In I go. Katie! Behind you! Zed! Oh, that's so shiny. It's like a brand new roller bearing on a 42XX steam train. What's that music? Oh, what's it playing? It's Raining Men. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Here, Edna, come and have a look at this.
And that was that. I managed to get myself up on one knee to see it happen. Fred's deaf. Fred's final deaf. Edna clean off by flying hamster. I mean, there's no getting up from that really, is there? He didn't deserve that. Now, Katie was trying to kill him, she was. Bless her. But it's not her fault he died. And that hamster, well, I can't believe it would have known what it was doing inside that ball when it smashed through my husband's skull. No, it must have been him. That Alan fella. He was behind it all. Zombie killer of the week indeed. That was my husband. And I'll tell you this, dears. That Adam, or whatever his name is, has awakened a rage within me. I'll not rest until I've chewed his head right off his shoulders. And you know what else, my dears? You're next!
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.